I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. We've taken a little break over the school holidays and are slowly recalibrating into normal life, although you're off to Japan next week. So not completely normal. You've got something really exciting to look forward to, but we've got some shows to watch and we've actually got something to talk about, which is really exciting.
For once, after such a drought, we've finally got a few things. Well, we've got lots on at the moment. So we'll get started first with breaking news. And I've really only got one thing. The Jax and Brittany divorce is heating up. So we've got Jax in the last week who has is representing himself in the divorce, given her full custody, then retracted that, and now is going ahead with an attorney of some sort. And now there's rumors that that Brittany has been allegedly cheating with Jax's friend Julian Sensley is his name, and he appeared in season one of The Valley. Is that right?
You were Yeah, so he's in the footage of that. And first of all, congratulations to her, A, for getting divorced or being a part of the divorce, because that needed to happen, and for hooking up with that guy. Like, Jax was not nice to Brittany. So good on her. I'd say go for it. But I just loved looking at the paperwork and the way that he'd filled it out. Like, he's ticking the box that says they were not legally married, that, you know, he's indicated he wanted her to have full custody, which is not what he wants. It's just, it's comical. So it's good that he's got a lawyer. He should do it properly.
Yes. And you can tell that Jax would be in one of those moods. You know, when he gets all fired up, you can see it even on camera. And we don't know him at all, but you can see that he'd be like, oh, just give me the paperwork. And he'd just be filling it out and not pay attention. But he needs all the help he can get.
He does.
At this point.
Now, I wanted to bring up a couple of new shows that I've been watching while we haven't been chatting. So on Apple TV, there's a series called In Vogue. I'm up to episode two, and it's sort of an extension of that Supermodels show that came out last year, but that was very heavily produced by the Supermodels, I think. This is more about the fashion industry overall, and it's talking to everybody. Like, they've got Kim Kardashian in it. They've got Kate Moss. Like, you've actually got Kate Moss talking, which is so rare, and it's fascinating to watch. So really good one there. The Joker, the second movie, I went and saw that in Gold Class last week, and I absolutely loved it, but I'm so glad I didn't read the reviews, because if I read the reviews, I would not have gone. They're saying it's the worst DC film since Morbius, which I haven't seen, but I heard it was terrible. Like, it's a musical, and I'm not a huge fan of musicals, but it was just like an insight into the Joker's mind and the madness that's there, and her mind, like Lady Gaga's mind. She plays Harley Quinn. I personally loved it, but it's just getting the worst reviews. It's all over the news about how bad it is. I'm like, am I watching the same thing?
I think it's probably due to the fact of people that are Batman fans are very passionate Batman fans. So you've got your Batman fans, your Marvel, DC, Star Wars people. If you mess with that formula, those people are going to go crazy and they're going to be loud about it. So you're not invested in it, in the actual franchise. So you enjoy the movie for what it is, whereas those people can't probably get over it. I don't know about it being a musical. It's not something I'm going to go see at the movies.
Yeah. It had its moments where I was a bit like, oh, that's a little bit cringy, but overall, really, really good. Something that's all over the news and all over social media and everyone is losing their minds is Nobody Wants This on Netflix with Adam Brody.
Yes.
And I haven't seen it yet, but I haven't watched The OC. So I don't have the same connection to this Adam Brody that everyone else seems to, that's the same age as me.
So firstly, I don't know if we can continue this if you have not watched The OC, and I feel like that's a little bit of homework for you.
Look, I can tell you all about The OC. I know every, like, peak cultural moment that happened on that show, but I've
you
never
haven't
seen
felt it. You need to feel it in your soul like everyone else. I've watched Nobody Wants This. I finished it this morning. First, I thought it was a show that I could sit down and watch with my husband. We what got halfway through the first episode. He's like, I don't think this is for me. It's a romance, boy meets girl kind of thing. It's a really nice show, easy watch. I don't understand the hype, other than that maybe it's that connection for all of us 90s children that have had that connection with Adam Brody, that he's back and he looks amazing. And it's not, we've seen Joshua Jackson in a lot of things, but he kind of went out of the scene. So I enjoyed it. I don't understand the rave reviews because it's not anything that hasn't been done before.
Yeah, okay. I need to watch it.
But some other things that I've been watching is I watched the Menendez brothers documentary. Oh, well, no, it's not a documentary, it's a show on
Did you like
Netflix.
that?
I love all that true crime stuff. I don't know that you would like it.
Okay.
Very heavy. The acting is amazing by the guys that were in it, and it's
Yeah.
very heavy. A lot of the scenes that were in it, I'm glad I was watching it just in my ear because I couldn't even risk the kids would hear some of the things. It was
Yeah, okay.
awful. But really good watch, and I enjoyed it. I've also been watching Love is Blind. There's a new season out. I don't like it. I hate watch it, but I watch it. I don't know why I do that.
You and your hate
And
watching, like, it's a thing.
yeah, I don't love it, but there's been really nothing on. So I've been watching that. And then Aussie Shore is back. Well, no,
Is it
Aussie Shore
back
is
or is
here.
it
No,
new?
it's not back. It's new. So it's the Australian version of Geordie Shore. And I was texting you about it on the weekend. We've had one episode. So Charlotte from Geordie Shore is like the host.
Oh, okay.
And Callum, who's been in Love is, what's that? Love Island, I think it is. He makes an appearance at some stage. She's not in it yet, but it is so cringy. I don't know that I can continue watching it. I wanted to
I need
watch
to
it
hate
because
watch it like you. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through it without blushing
very
or
dirty.
covering my eyes or covering my ears.
It's almost just so dirty that I think, oh, and I don't get because they in Geordie Shore they talk about going out and getting mortal, which is obviously a Geordie thing. And now some of these people are like, we're gonna go get mortal tonight. And I'm like, you're in Australia. Why are you saying mortal? So they're trying, there's a try hard, very cringy part of it. And then there's also a really filthy, dirty, some of the things that they say, I just think, what are your parents thinking?
Showing our age.
I know, but I would be absolutely mortified. I don't know. I wouldn't say those things now as an adult.
No.
But I watched the first one and I'm not sure if I watched the second one, but I need you to watch it because if I was mortified, you're going to die.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll watch it while you're in Japan and we can
Yeah.
talk about it when you get back.
Send me notes. Yeah, I need
All
to know.
right. Let's move on to our regular viewing. We've got Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which came out yesterday. So let's talk about that one first. We've got the return of Captain Carey. We've got Daisy, Gary. We've got Cloyce, which is Rolls-Royce with a CL, or I don't know, you made some joke. He's got a very strange sense of humor, but I think you're going to like him. We've got, what's his name? David or something with the hair, who is definitely not, what's his name? Who's the
Colin,
Colin? We're
he'll never
missing
hold
Colin.
a candle to Colin.
It
He's
was like
Minnie.
watching one big Pantene commercial with the hair and the flipping and the buns, and I can't with the hair. I didn't even realize that it was on. So normally I feel like we would have seen a lot more on social media about it, and I just wonder whether the controversy with Gary, which in the end was disproven. So there were allegations against Gary from, I think, crew members about inappropriate behavior, and it was around about the time that the Below Deck Down Under stuff was blowing up. And he pulled out of BravoCon 2022, was it 2022 or 2023? Because
Last year. It
yeah,
was
so he
last
had
year.
to pull out of last year's one, and there was a lot of sort of radio silence from him, and then a lot of it'll be proven that, you know, that these are lies. The fact that he's back on, they're obviously very confident that he hasn't done anything wrong. And he seems to be going down this redemption arc that I'm going to be a hard worker and, I'm not going to stuff around and make the same mistakes. And then we see footage of them all getting drunk and being chastised by the captain later on. So I don't know. I don't have high hopes for the season. I'm going to watch it. And I did enjoy it last time, but it has been a long wait between seasons, I feel like, for Sailing Yacht.
Yeah, I like that we've got a couple of people that we know back. So you've got those relationships a little bit. Contessa from Married to Medicine is the guest in the first charter, and that's I love a crossover. And it's good. Like she seems quite nice. She's interesting on there to watch. And I like seeing the guest side of things. I don't know if I can do another season of Gary and Daisy at each other. It's the same thing again. And they've already started. And I kind of felt sorry for Daisy, but I'm like, what? Why are we still doing this? I'll be interested to see how it plays out. And there's a stewardess who's like some Russian spy or something. I
It's
want
not a
her to
very
have a
good Russian spy if you're on if you're on TV saying
and
you're a
telling people. Yeah, maybe don't tell anyone. I think that's
Walking
against the
around with a
rules.
badge on her jacket or something, like, hey, I'm a spy.
Ask me about my Russian spy career. Like, why? That's not great, is it? Yeah, we'll wait and see. The one thing that I have been watching and loving is OC. I feel like it came at the right time. There was nothing on, and I've enjoyed every second of it. So the people I'm not enjoying is Alexis, Johnny J, and Tamra. I even think that Eddie is sick of Tamra's shit. When
The
he was
way he
sitting
was
there,
sitting there with the blanket wrapped around him like a little old lady while she's outside tripping over and drunk.
and he's apologizing for her, and he would have to do that a lot. And even how she brings things up, like ask about the FBI. We need a villain. We don't need a villain who is so apparently the villain. You need a pot-stirring villain who's a little bit behind, but she just comes out and says things. She's really nasty. She hits below the belt. I don't love
Sikki got in
her.
a lot of trouble for that. So the episode was watched early by Ryan, and then Ryan reached out to his legal team and they confirmed that her saying that was defamation. And then she was served with instructions to do public apologies. So she had to p apologize for what she said on Watch What Happens Live. And then she's had to apologize for what she said on the episode. Yeah, it's too obvious.
What is Ryan's job though? Like
Oh, dodgy bastard, whatever he's doing, going to Vegas with dodgy people, it just gives dodgy
And him
vibes.
and Eddie's fashion style, they have never really moved out of like the 99 to 2006, like Ed Hardy graffiti clothing. I really felt for Emily the last two episodes with the fashion show. I'm glad that she voiced it because she's worked really hard. The thing that I struggled with is Heather apologized, seemed very genuine. And then in that scene where she said, but the dress was tight, it all went out the window. And Heather knows she's on the show, so she knows that Emily's going to see it. Why say that? I didn't love that part, but I'm really enjoying Emily this season. The Alexis stuff, I don't understand. She is sending the flowers to Shannon, and then she's saying, I don't know why she can't get past this. And everyone's kind of looking like, do you hear yourself? Because in reality, you're suing, well, you're part of this case. And Shannon offered to pay the money back. Then it cuts to a scene with her and Johnny J sitting there, and she's saying, we've got the proof. This lady is not going to be your friend. I don't think that Shannon's text saying that you're definitely not invited to the trip, I don't think it was too hard.
No. You know what the best part of that whole episode was? Was when Gina and New Girl, what's New Girl's name? Golf Girl.
Oh, I don't know the name.
Anyway, they went to tell Alexis she wasn't going on the London
No,
trip
not
in
Gina.
person. And
The
then
other
they.
lady. It was the other lady, not Gina. It's the one Ryan's partner.
Oh, it was too. Sorry, wrong one. It was Jen and Golf
Jen.
Lady. They went over there to tell Alexis that she wasn't going on the London trip. And then Alexis gets upset and carries on and kicks him out. But did you notice, like, she kicked out the girls and shut the door? and left the film crew inside. Like, if you're gonna do the whole kick them out thing, you've kind of got to kick everybody out. She was happy to continue being filmed crying. It was
Yeah.
weird.
She's
I can't
playing the
stand
victim.
her. Cannot
Even when she was
stand
like, Johnny, get me my phone. Like, she was already in this acting mode
her.
when the text was coming through. And when she said, I can't be around this group anymore, I was like, okay, good.
Good.
Like, we don't care. The viewers don't care.
No.
The one thing I'm not going to cope with is they're going to England. Shannon's given everyone the trip to England. I will not cope with an episode of them all doing an English accent. That was rubbish. And I'm not an accent. I can't do an accent. So I'm not saying it because I can do it, but I don't try. Shannon did it when they were in Ireland, and then now she's going to do it the whole time. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's really good. The
It
season
is.
is good.
It's
I'm
really
loving it.
enjoyable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Moving on to something else that is delivering as well is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And to that, I say Monica who, because there was this big stink. Everyone's kicking up a stink saying, now that Monica's been kicked off the show, no one wants to work with her. You know, it's going to turn to rubbish. No one's going to watch. It is fantastic. They've injected some new blood into it. You've
Yeah.
got Bronwyn, who is eclectic and eccentric, and she's sort of gravitating towards Mary, and Mary's delivering. She's being hilarious. You've got, I don't even remember her name, but Jared Osmond's
Brittany.
non-girlfriend or on
Brittany.
again, off
Brittany.
again girlfriend. Look, I don't know what to think about that yet. I don't know what to think about her, but even that is entertaining. It's good. It's you've still got your OGs. You've got with their bath bomb wars and
Yeah.
what are they on about? It's good. I'm really over Angie. I know that she's Greek. Thank you for telling us again every episode that you're Greek. Now you're telling us that you're Greek in the opening credits. I just don't understand why she's got the center snowflake. I still don't think that that's for her. Why not give that to Elisa Barlow or, you know, back to Heather? Like, why did it get taken off, you know, receipts proof timeline? Like, why take it off her? Yeah, but I love it. I really love it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm sick of Whitney with the healing and the filling. She's really milking that. And the Angie K, I agree. It her storyline is that she's Greek. And it's annoying to me. I've got nothing against Greek people, but I don't need you to tell me your nationality at all times and be in a theme. She did it last season, she's doing it again. I want to hear about if there's a tradition that they do. Remember, she did the Easter, the Greek Easter?
Yes,
I
I
quite liked
remember.
that. I enjoyed that because it was like seeing the Greek Easter. I like that. But like having everything that's got the flag and she's constantly talking about it, I don't love. I'm not. Did you hear that Lisa Barlow lost her ring again?
I know, ring number two. Now, once it happens once, okay, you lost it, you dropped it. Number two.
You're just trying to get upgrades.
Mm.
And I'm not sure, this is probably going to be controversial. I don't think I love skinny Heather as much as I did Heather
I
other
was watching
season.
her yesterday and I'm like, she needs a fringe because the weight loss has changed the structure of her face and now it's almost like an upside down pyramid. Like, I know this is a podcast, and right now I have my hands in the shape of a
Yeah.
triangle. So, anyone who's wondering, I've got a triangle, a pointy end of my chin. It's like it
Sort of
needs
strong
something to
core. Is that what you're
soften.
saying?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's quite angular because she's lost so much weight, and she obviously feels fantastic, and you know, good
I
on
think
her.
she looks fabulous. I just don't think she's as funny as she was.
She's
Something.
very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I
I
am
get
enjoying.
to hopefully, fingers crossed,
Yes.
I will be meeting Heather next week. Until I'm not going to tell her to get a fringe. Oh my God.
And don't do that thing with your hands that you were
No,
just
I won't be
doing.
doing that thing with my hands and I won't be going up to Whitney saying, how's the healing going?
I bet you Heather now is teeny tiny in person.
Yeah. I'm actually
I don't
really
even
excited
remember
to
she
see
looks
what they
that
look
big
like.
to start with. Yeah. Loving it. I'm really excited to keep watching the season. Also loving New York. We've had those ladies return last week. New York is good. I watched it. I didn't really pay attention to it properly last week because it was school holidays and I was just quickly watching, and I've rewatched it and I loved it. So we've got Finding Dory, Ubergate, and the vagina dress all in one episode. And to be honest, he kind of does look like Dory.
He does.
They're
I
not
didn't know
wrong.
what they were talking about. And then when they did the side-by-side picture, I was like, oh
Like, it does look like him. And
Yep.
it's not a bad thing. Dory's like,
Ah, oh, that's
not
fine.
bad looking.
I actually am really enjoying the involvement of the husbands so far.
Same.
Yeah, they are themselves a bit like accessory housewives, and they're good.
But not to the point where Jersey, where they're trying to be the housewife. So I loved watching the story of where you see Jessel getting on the train on the subway, which I feel like maybe me in Japan in a couple, like, I don't like the train here. I'm really worried because you have to catch trains everywhere in Japan. I'm like, oh my goodness, how much would it be to get a taxi everywhere? But we'll see. But I feel like that could be me. But I love the storyline of him being a food influencer now, like a food blogger.
He's
That
so
was hilarious.
cute.
She's like, what is this place? He's like, oh, it's a really good Mrs. Buns or something, or Mama's Buns, or some. That was a good, that's what I want to see. There's got the lighthearted fun, there's a little bit of controversy. It's not really hard controversy where people are getting hurt by it, or, you know, like, it's not too deep. I'm loving the addition of Rebecca Minkoff and Raquel, who is the hottest new lesbian on the block. I love having the Jenna and her in the same franchise. I think that's really good. I'm interested to see how that goes. The thing I didn't need was the ice baths. I feel like they've been overdone. Nothing really came from that
Well,
scene.
they've already done the sound bath. They did the sound bath last year. Remember?
Yeah. I feel like sometimes they're filler scenes, but it's becoming quite obvious. And I don't know, I'd rather more of seeing like Jessel and her husband going around being food bloggers than them in the ice bath. Jeff Lewis has been spoken about on New York, and then we can see that he's being spoken about in OC. So he's becoming quite a predominant character in all of these housewife
He's like
franchises.
the Where's Wally of Real Housewives. It's like, where is Jeff Lewis going to pop up next?
He is being accused of saying that Brynn is a some sort of prostitute that gets paid by men. He didn't actually say that.
No.
They're
And I don't even
arguing
think he
some
was implying that. I would just think he was implying
no.
that someone provides her with financial assistance. No one was saying anything about her doing it in return for anything.
No, I think maybe he was maybe insinuating some sort of sugar
Sugar
daddy
daddy.
scenario. But I mean, okay. But
So
she
what?
kind of jokes about that. I'll be your mama. I'm your new stepmom. Like, she does kind of
She plays it
joke.
up. She's such a troublemaker, but I love her. I think she's fabulous.
Great. And I think she's not going to have the greatest season, but we'll see. She's a
I would
new mum
love. What was
with her
that?
puppy. She's a new mum.
Well, I was just about to say, I want to see her grow up and then find someone or just have a baby. Like, I would like to see Bryn progress because she's young. She's young and fabulous. I would like to see her get into that real world, that next stage and see what she's then like because she's great TV.
She's great. And I'm so glad that Jenna Lyons come back. She's great TV. You know, she was in that scene where they're talking about they're cleaning out her wardrobe. She's like, I've never met this lady I'm meeting her for the first time today, but it's her friend's mum or something. A weird thing, but I love that because it just seems strange to me that you're meeting this lady for the first time cleaning out your wardrobe and it's one of your friend's mums, but the friend wasn't there.
Weird, but
But I
great.
love it. I'm glad that she's a really good season. So all of our housewives are back and they're delivering.
Yes, thank God.
One that's back only came back this week. Feel like it come back a couple of weeks too late. Maybe should have come in the downtime was Potomac. I've watched it. You haven't watched it, have you?
I haven't watched it. I've seen some negative press around it, around Mia.
So we had the first episode on Monday here in Australia, and I feel like it struggled last season. We've kicked off this season and it's Karen's birthday again, which I feel like the timing of that is every season.
We don't care about Karen's
Yes.
birthday.
Not every, like triple 20 and this and that. I don't care. It opens with a reenactment of her DUI sort of thing. So it's like the her getting pulled over and this and that. They
So
start
is
talking
she
about
in the reenactment?
no,
Or did they
it's
use
just
an
like
actor?
sirens and it's just no,
Oh,
it's just
okay.
a
I was
big thing.
gonna
It just
say, did
opens
she
like the first
reenact
scene.
her own
Well,
DUI?
no, it's not like a big thing, but it opens like very like
Yeah.
ooh drama. And I don't like the DUI housewife line. I'm sick of it. I feel like we should be moving away. And then now we're sort of moving down the line of the Shannon, where is she drinking? Is she not drinking? I don't care enough. So I feel like that's a strange storyline to keep going on. The best thing about it is Robin's not in it.
Yeah, okay.
But
I'll
yeah,
give it a
and
watch. I'll watch it while you're away.
yeah, and it's not bad. Like, but I feel like when you go up against such the really strong ones of New York and OC, and Potomac has suffered, the timing is off for Potomac. I think they need to rethink when they release it.
They've really struggled with the scheduling this year. I think that they would have lost a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to move off and maybe onto other streaming services to watch different programs and then maybe not come back and watch these shows.
And I feel like we've had nothing, and now we've got so much. For someone who wants to just watch one or two things at a time, it's overwhelming, and that's where you're going to lose the viewers.
Well, we'll have to pick the best of the best and make sure that we've got everybody watching what they should be watching and steering clear of the rest.
Yes. Now tell me more. Next week, I can't go, but you're going. Are you ready? You're going to go. So there's an event for HeyU in Sydney.
So I'm flying up. I think I'm flying up at about lunchtime, getting my hair and makeup done in the morning,
Yeah.
flying up to Darling Harbour, and it's the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. There's a, I think it's some sort of fan event or fan panel event that might be happening, but we got the invitations. They came through. Captain Jason is going to be there. There's going to be some musical performances. Really not too sure what to expect for this one because, you know, the show's already premiered. We don't have a release date for Below Deck down under. So just really looking forward to heading up there and seeing everybody. And hopefully I get to catch up with the Hillings and the Fillings and the
Well, you'll definitely be able to talk to Jason. We've met
Captain
him.
Jason was a legend when we caught up with him last time, and then when we had him on the podcast, and we've had Lisa Barlow on the podcast before, so you know, by all accounts, they're a great bunch of women, and I'm really hoping to get to catch up with them. But yeah, I'm on the 10 o'clock flight home and up in the morning to do school drop off, so it'll be another whirlwind. But it's great. Yeah,
Yeah.
can't
I
wait.
did
So
try to
I will
change my
miss
flight.
you
Oh,
going
did you?
alone. I went alone to the Miami event. I made lots of friends, but that was because I was dressed up like a Fraggle with my jacket. So I'm not quite Fraggly this time. I might just have to go up and just make friends.
You'll be fine. I wish I could come. My fly out the next day from Sydney, but it just didn't work out to change all my flights. And my flights are connecting international flights, so it was going to mess with baggage and all this sort of stuff. So I'm like, it's not going to
It's
work.
okay. And look, what we might do, I think what we'll do is when I'm there, I might do a like a live and I can connect you up and you can see
Yeah.
what I'm seeing. That'd be really good. We can catch up
Yeah.
that way.
Yeah. That'll be amazing. But I'm looking forward to seeing, and I'm going to be watching. And yes, call me and we'll do a live or something. But yeah, it's very exciting. And I want to see your outfit. Have you got that sorted?
I think I do. I'm trying to find some snowflake earrings since it's a Salt Lake
Oh, that'd
event. I
be good.
thought, yeah. I love a bit of a theme, so
Surely you've got some ELSA ones laying
I
around.
know. I'm thinking I need to go kitty. I've left it too late to go on Temu or Shein where there are
Yeah.
so many, but I'll be right.
You know, Lovisa or whatever it is, they probably have something.
Yeah, I need to go and check it out. But I want to have
Yeah.
I need to put my outfit in a bag and take it in with me and make sure everything sort of works. Because I need shoes are my biggest thing right now. Comfy shoes, because I didn't buy the extra luggage allowance on Jetstar, so I have to wear my outfit. I can't take a bag, so I need my comfy
Sometimes
shoe.
easier.
Yeah. It is. I've got luggage on the way back with Qantas in case I have to come home with bags. Who knows?
Like when we had those menu log bags.
Yeah.
Everyone
Getting
thought we were
gifted menu log
transporting.
bags so we look like delivery drivers. Love it.
Yeah. Well, have the best time and we'll catch up when you're at the event or just after the event, and then we'll touch base after I get back.
I know. I can't wait to hear all about Japan.
Just me freaking out on trains for weeks.
I want daily updates,
I'll be messaging you. It's fine.
right? All
Okay.
right. Well, that's a wrap. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.